share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Many people take public transport to work as it is cheaper than paying for parking, but some are unable to do so as their area does not have any public transport coverage. On the 15th of March, the last circuit of the MRT line, the Circle Line, has been announced, and Transport Minister Datuk Seri Ir Dr. Wee Ka Siong said, "This project is the critical last piece to complete the Kuala Lumpur urban rail network. This complete transit system will further encourage public transport usage. The Circle Line will be connected to existing MRT, LRT, KTM, and monorail lines through 10 interchange stations." He adds that this will complete the transit network, which will allow the government to introduce more measures such as vehicle and environmental fee to reduce congestion and drive carbon emission down. MRT Corp. Chief Executive Officer Datuk Mohd Zarif Hashim said, "The MRT3 alignment will include connectivity to underserved areas of the city, and a multimodal transit hub will be established." Quote, on the 20th of March, MRT Corp. has shared the proposed Circle Line stations, and as usual, netizens have a lot of things to say about that. Let's start with the good ones first. This is logical. For example, I stay in Subang and I want to go to Kajang. I don't have to enter KL to change my line at Pasar Seni and then go to Kajang. It just doesn't make sense. This is the real function of a Circle Line. The highlight here is our MRT efficient enough? Moving on to the criticisms, many netizens have argued that there are many dense areas that are not covered and that will still cause congestion. This is too dense and always turning in only KL. But KL still remains congested, so how do you make people choose public transport over cars? The racket are the ones who are paying. Some said that there needs to be another MRT project to cover the other areas. Others say that there are quite a few stations that are redundant. Lots of missed opportunities. Phase 1 of the MRT3 Circle Line will be operational in 2028 and will be fully operational by 2030. As for MRT2, which is the Putrajaya line, MRT Corp. has said that the first phase will be open to the public possibly by June 2022. Is your area included in the MRT3 coverage? What do you think about this? Let us know in the comments. Also read, 15-20 minutes wait isn't acceptable, machines are complaining about the public transport in our country. Source: MRT Corp. L Facebook Source, Rapid KLL Facebook. Source: MRT Corp. Source, MRT Corp. L Twitter Source, MRT Corp. L Twitter Source, MRT Corp. L Twitter Source, MRT Corp. L Facebook 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 Source, MRT Corp. L Twitter Source, MRT Corp. L Facebook. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.